If you think parallel parking is hard, then you'll be blown away by what the European Space Agency is getting ready to do. They're hoping to land a small robot on a moving comet. Comet 67P is barreling through space at more than 34,000 miles an hour. The Rosetta mission to the comet will investigate the comet for clues about the origins of the universe. Our friend Kelly Beatty is at Sky and Telescope. I mean, forget the parallel parking metaphors. This has got to be harder than landing a jet on an aircraft carrier.
Oh, very much so, Marco. I mean, what they're going to do on November 11th is release this lander, which is about the size and weight of a washing machine, and it's going to dead stick. It's literally going to drop onto the comet's surface at maybe 2 miles an hour when it lands. Now, that doesn't sound like much. The problem is not that it will crash, but that it might bounce off. So as soon as it touches down, it's got three legs, and there are screws in the bottoms of its feet to auger itself in, and there's a harpoon that's going to anchor it to this comet so that it won't bounce away when they do the drilling and other things that it's going to be doing in the months afterward.
How big is this comet?
The comet itself is about 2.5 miles long, 4 kilometers long, but that's not giving it a good sense because it's really two giant segments sort of cemented together at a waist. Was it two objects that sort of cemented themselves together? Or is it one object that's been eroding away around its midsection and is about to fly apart? That is one of the things that Rosetta and Philae, the lander, hope to answer. Now, you called it 67P. The P means that it's periodic. It goes around the sun every 6.5 years, and it's on its way in. It will warm up by the sun's rays as it gets closer to the sun, and it passes its closest point next August. So the point of this whole mission is to catch up with the comet, which they've done, and to kind of fly in formation with it to watch all the things that happen, all the seething and sputtering and spitting that take place as those primordial gases and ices heat up and fly away.
So what are we, Homo sapiens down here on Earth, what are we going to learn from this? Why does this need doing?
It's called Rosetta for a reason. Comets are sort of leftovers from the formation of our solar system. So literally, this object is 4.5 billion years old and is largely untouched since that time. So by understanding what this comet is made of, and not just in terms of like, is it rocky, is it icy, but right down to the isotopic level, we can have a window on the processes that were going on when the sun and planets came together. That's really important. We've gone to asteroids before. We've landed on asteroids before. This is a first for a comet. And with Philae, that lander, in place on the surface, we'll be able to watch the comet wake up as it nears the sun, get a sense of, like, what are the chunks flying off of it? Are they boulder size, or are they particles or smoke? What is it? This will all give us insight into the origin of comets and, from there, the origin of our solar system.
What do you think the odds are that they will actually be able to stick this robot on this comet moving at 34,000 miles an hour?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There was a press briefing this morning by the European Space Agency, and they estimated that when they designed the mission, they figured it was a success rate of maybe 70 to 75%. Those were the odds of success. That didn't factor in the fact that they've got a comet, which is this craggy, irregular. And besides that, even though it's still roughly 300 million miles from the sun, it's already active. All of these things are making the landing much more challenging. And pointedly, the scientists involved did not offer revised odds of success. So I think they have their work cut out for them.
The robot that will be on the comet, it's not like it's just sitting there. They also have to kind of like stick it and literally screw it into the comet's surface.
That's right. It has to anchor it down. It's got a drill on it that will go in about 9 inches to try to tap into some of the material deeper down that's been unprocessed, never warmed by the sun and so forth. That's the really pristine material that they're after. But just that process of drilling would be enough to cause the comet to shake and shimmy and maybe, you know, break away.
So 13 months, it'll be on this comet, and then the mission is over?
Yeah, the Rosetta orbiter will be accompanying the comet for at least 13 months. The odds are pretty good. They're hoping to get 4 or 5 months out of the lander. It's running on a combination of batteries and solar cells. But if it doesn't get enough sunlight, you know, it's a pretty ambitious lander, and they're hoping for 4 or 5 months. If it lasts longer, they'll count that as gravy.
The other thing that I want to ask you about is the name of this comet, because 67P is an abbreviation. What is its full name? It's got Russian in there.
It's named after two Russians who discovered it. It's Churyumov Gerasimenko, and those are the two astronomers who discovered it. So if you really want to become famous in astronomy, Marco, discover a comet, and it'll be named after you.
I kind of like 67P, personally. Senior editor Kelly Beatty at Sky and Telescope telling us about the Rosetta mission to Comet 67P. Great to see you again, Kelly.
As always, Marco.